in the confluence age of every kalpa, incorporeal Godfather creates his first corporeal child, Brahma. Through Brahma, he creates Brahmins. And through Brahmins, he further creates his own yajna, which is called the sacrificial fire, which is called the yajna of Rudra, the God incorporeal himself. It is the same confluence age, and it is the same sacrificial fire, yajna for the whole world, created by God himself, in which we are all sitting. And also conducting this yajna to be continued until its end. This yajna is famous for two reasons. Number one, that the whole world, the entire world, that is, including all the religions, people of all the cultures, the entire world which has become Iron Aged world now has to be sacrificed in it, for which this yajna is famous. It's not a limited yajna in which something limited is sacrificed, but it's unlimited yajna because God himself has created in which the whole world has to be sacrificed. And the another reason for which it is famous is that through this yajna, the fire for the destruction of the old world has been emerged. Through this fire of yajna, the whole world has been destroyed. The old Iron Aged world of evils has been destroyed through this fire created in this yajna. It's clear it is something, not any kind of physical fire or nuclear bomb, the fire of nuclear bomb which was emerged from this yajna. No, not at all. It is the fire which is famous as the fire of yoga. In this yajna, God taught man jnana and yoga. And with this power of yoga, which is also called the fire of yoga, with which actually this yajna was continued until end, and now it is the same thing going on. And having recognized ourselves as the children of Brahma, we have also established link, relation with the incorporeal God the Father who created Brahma. Having recognized ourselves as the Brahmins, children of Father of Humanity, we have been able to recognize also the Eternal, Father of the Souls, God the Father, the Incorporeal. And also, we have been able to establish the relationship with Him, accept it. God as our mother and father in our life. We have accepted God the Father as also our mother. we have accepted God as our teacher. We have accepted God as our only guru, only companion, only relative, friend, husband, husband of all husbands, bridegroom, child, the heir. It is something great actually that the one who is incorporeal has become all for us. Actually, God is powerful, I think, first of all, because of this main reason, that He is all in one. Every soul, every man considers God being everything for him. And having recognized this aspect very clearly, by heart we say, yes, He is all in one for us. That is why actually He is powerful. He is all in one, and also He is one for all. He is one for all. That is why God is only one. God cannot be two, three or more. He is all in one and one for all. And the whole world is also one, and His creation is also one. If there had been more worlds, naturally there would have been more gods, etc. But on the other hand, it is our great courage actually that we have established, recognized, established, accepted God the Father, the incorporeal, in all the relations. It is not a small thing to consider, to accept such highest on high personality as the only one belonging to me. It's not something small thing. That is why we are able to sit today and in front of Him and meet Him personally. That is why it is our great courage. Having recognized Him, we have recognized Him actually in all the relations and also accepted Him. That is why God the Father Himself says to every child that you are actually a powerful soul, a powerful being. Having accepted the incorporeal in all relations, we truly have become powerful incorporeal. Truly we have become powerful incorporeal. Because in the corporeal that we have recognized Him and also enjoying all the relations. Do you accept it? Do you accept it? That we have found Him in the corporeal and made the incorporeal belong to us in all the relations, in the corporeal. This is not something small. To recognize Him, one thing, but to make the incorporeal belong in all the relations, that too being a corporeal, it's not a small thing. That is why no doubt that each of Brahman soul is actually a powerful soul. This is the foundation for all our intense efforts, that actually having found the incorporeal in the corporeal and accepted Him, that we have attained, we have claimed that blessing from Him itself, that we are actually powerful by our birth. We are born powerful, we are powerful now and we will be forever powerful because of this main reason that all powerful father, mother are ours. We made all the relations belong to us in the corporeal form. God's power began to enter us souls. That is, His power began to enter our mind in the form of powerful feelings of pure love to one. God's power began to enter our intellect in the form of faith in one, support of one. Intellect no more stumbles in search of any other support and any other power. There is full faith. God's power also began to enter our sanskars. Therefore, we are easily able to transform our old sanskars and divinize our sanskars, purify our sanskars. God's power began to enter in our eyes, in our drishti, vision. That is why we are able to look at ourselves not as a corporeal being, but as avyakt, forms of light, points of light, souls, brothers or brothers and sisters and so on and so forth. It's a wonder of God's power that our vision, which was iron-aged, has changed totally into a spiritual, civilized vision. You see? But still He draws our attention that Maya definitely deceives the eyes. Therefore be cautious. God's power also began to enter in our speech. We began to value our each and every word since we have become Brahmins. Do you agree? We very much pay attention to our speech because we know that once we become loose in our speech, you know, many worse things will happen. But when God's power is there, when speech is under the control, there will be only benefit through our interactions. God's power began to enter, began to work through our actions, through our senses. Hands do not move anywhere else. Intellect does not move anywhere else. Sense organs do not deceive the soul anymore. This is a sign of the power of God. It's not the power of the soul, but definitely it is some superpower. That the iron age senses are under the control. Therefore, our connections and relations also have been working or developing with the help of God's power. And that is why our actions, relations and connections are called spiritual. They are called spiritual relations, alaukik relations. They are not physical. They are not laukik. More than that, they are becoming actually paralaukik. Paralaukik. That is, our vision and relation have become so much spiritualized that our meeting with each other, taking us and also everyone, beyond the laukik as well as alaukik into paralaukik. That is something great. It is the wonder of God's power working in our life now. This is the value of the Brahmin life. That life is being made out of God's power and being moved also into future out of God's power. Roots began to take the power from the conscient seed, God the Father incorporeal. Therefore, he himself says that you are powerful, you are the foundation, you are the support of this tree of humanity. Therefore, you are also the uplifters. The power reaches to the entire tree through the roots. But which power which reaches the entire tree through the roots, that is through us, the Brahmins? Power of God. Brahmins have become instruments to supply the power of God to the entire tree. So as the children in the incognito form, we are actually the roots of the entire tree. Therefore, we feel ourselves powerful, having recognized our place in this tree of humanity. Many times this picture becomes so clear where we are actually in this religious variety tree of humanity, such a big world of 6 or 7 billion population. Where are we located? What is our cosmological, place in this space of world? It is a spiritual aspect. Once we belong to God, we definitely near the seed of this world tree. We are not the seed actually, but we are definitely the roots emerged from the seed. That is why not only we are taking power from the seed, but seed also giving the power to the roots, isn't it? Therefore, the soul is becoming powerful just having realized the self. Who am I? Just having realized that I am a Brahman. The seed is full of blessings and good wishes. The seed has so much of good wishes that there is no place for any kind of defects to be seen, That is why God does not see the defects of the souls. There is a full, unlimited stock of virtues and good wishes. Therefore, in him there is no space to see anyone's small or even the trace of the defect. Only because of this that he is able to supply the power, he is able to give only the power to the children, you see, who have accepted him in all the forms. God's children have done their wonder. Therefore, God has to do his wonder of giving power to the children. Since there is no space in him for the weakness of the soul, for example, there is no need for any Brahmin actually to look at the self with respect to one's own weakness, especially when there is practice of yoga, meditation. Because as a roots, we are directly connected to the seed. There is always the link in this relationship. So we just have to remember this link. You see, that is what is called yoga. No one should emerge in front of his screen of mind any kind of or any thought of weakness or any thought of past, but always emerge something powerful, image of the self or powerful future or powerful God Himself. Only then the soul can really become the embodiment of God's power. Yoga should never be practiced with the thought of, you see, a weakness, and that weakness has to be removed through this yoga practice 1 hour. It will never happen. You may do it once again, it will never happen. You may do it 3rd and 10th times, it may never happen, and one day you will lose the hope actually. That nothing is happening. The process actually is different. Since God's power has entered the soul, the process should be with the thought that I am a powerful soul, child of the powerful Father who is all in one. So for next couple of minutes, let us stay in silence and revise these thoughts of myself being the powerful being, child of the powerful Father who is all in one and one for all, with the thought of one support and one faith in the intellect. I am a powerful soul, the child of the powerful Father. I am the root, the foundation of the tree, directly connected to the conscient seed. These couple of thoughts in silence, actually the soul feels so much of inner spiritual energy that it feels that nothing is possible for her to do, which she would have been thinking impossible, now is possible with the help of the powerful Father. In that deep silence, these powerful thoughts also take the soul beyond all the corporeal feelings into incorporeal. Because the seed is so silent. But yes, the tree is so big naturally, we see there is so much of noise. But the seed is always remains in the beautiful, deep silence, and at the same time has the knowledge of everything. It is the wonder of the seed, that it has the knowledge of the entire tree, you see. But at the same time, the knowledge is present in the seed, in the state of complete and dead silence. And the seed never loses that silence. That is, the entire knowledge on one hand is immersed in front of the soul, in front of the seed. Not only the knowledge of the present, but the knowledge of the past, present and future of the whole tree in which there are so many souls. And just imagine how much power is there in that seed, which is constantly immersed with all the knowledge of all the souls during their entire period of past, present and future. Constantly immersed. Therefore, on one hand it is a power or knowledge, but on the other hand it is actually the power of such deep silence state, you see. It is not simply silent, but it is actually the intense speed energy. Intense speed energy. Speed here because the whole past, present and future is immersed and constantly. You see. So if you think in terms of God's power, how actually looks into the whole world. He never sees any aspect of time or life of a person or a situation with respect to one aspect of time, but always he looks into the past and future and constantly. That is why he is able to remain beyond everything. That is the wonder of his silence, you see. So if as an individual soul, which can also be said as the master seed, for example, can maintain such deep silence, then in a second I can also turn all my past, present and future in an emerged form and come back to the present moment, but having emerged the whole cycle in my intellect. So such kind of movement into the past, present and future in a second, while remaining in silence, at the same time having maintained the silence of the soul, is something which is called power, yes. Power of knowledge here. It was the power of relation, now it is the power of knowledge, driven by the Father Himself. So we are able to remember the Father, the seed, at the same time, also the whole knowledge, and at the same time remaining in the silence, we observe ourselves, Father, and the whole cycle. Who am I then? Equal to the Father. That is why every day we listen to the lesson, remember the Father as well as turn the cycle in the intellect. While turning the cycle in the intellect, actually we do not go anywhere else. We remain as a seed center, like the Father, the whole cycle emerges in front of us. So we take power from the God having realized His power. Why actually He is being called powerful? Yes, we have already understood that He is being called powerful because He is all in one. But now we have also understood He is powerful because He is being silent, conscious seed, emerges the entire tree and constantly. And makes us at the same time like Himself. And that stage is as very well known to us, Sudarshan Chakradhari stage. So the powerful remembrance of the Father and the knowledge is what is called the embodiment of being Sudarshan Chakradhari. So being Sudarshan Chakradhari, that we take the power from him, having realized that he is truly powerful. So the real God's power begin to enter the soul when it really remembers him, having recognized as the seed and knowledgeful. See? And another reason why God is powerful is that he is abhokta, which means he has no desire of karma and therefore no desire to experience the result of karma or the consequences of karma or simply the karma. He has no desire for karma and the experience of karma. That is why he is called God, you see, highest on high, supreme. No one has given him this role. According to the drama, there is the soul which is beyond the desire of karma and the reward of karma. And that soul is called Supreme Soul, highest on high, the father of all the souls. There is only one soul which is beyond the desire of karma and the reward of the karma. Therefore, God is powerful. And because of his nature being abhokta, God is constantly karmatit. It is this karmatit stage which keeps him constantly also powerful, eternally. And because of being abhokta, and therefore karmatit, naturally he is beyond birth. Naturally he is beyond the pull of matter. Nothing in this entire universe, in the entire drama, in the past, present and future, has power in it to pull him towards himself, itself. Including all the elements of matter, nature, or the time. Even when it is golden age, nothing can pull him towards itself. Sattva Pradhan, matter also cannot pull him. That is the nature of Supreme, you see. And because of being beyond birth, naturally he is always the resident of Supreme Abode, the Supreme Abode. That is the land beyond the sound. Beyond the sound, beyond even the light of the matter, so on and so forth. He is constantly the resident of land beyond sound, which is called the land of freedom, where the soul has no trace of sorrow or vices and so on and so forth. No trace of karma or karmic account. That is why it is called the land of liberation, and God is constantly the resident of that land. And if the soul is able to connect with such karmatit soul naturally, that power of being karmatit also enters into the soul. As soon as the soul connects the intellect with Supreme, immediately the power begins to enter, and that power is abhokta power, that power is karmatit power, which actually neutralizes the accounts of karma, you see. God has no account of karma, but his power neutralizes the account of karma of the souls. It is this power that makes the soul powerful. See? naturally, if he is in the state of mukti, that means he is able to make the souls who are in life also enjoy the mukti, that is the liberation. Liberation first of all, not from karma, but liberation from the bondage of karma. The first bondage of karma of the soul is the body itself, that is the consciousness of the body itself. The sanskar of consciousness of the body itself. That bondage is broken. Soul begins to feel the freedom in life with this breakage of the bondage of the body, you see. Once this bodily bondage is broken, naturally the bondage with the senses which are connected to the body are broken, and therefore, thereby naturally the bondage with the relations are also broken. The soul feels so much neutral with respect to the body, bodily relations, and naturally the bodily objects, you see. This is the feeling of being abhokta, like the father. Of course, it is a very final elevated stage of being karmatit, but the power can be felt in advance with the yoga. You see, this yoga is, that is why it is called power of yoga with the father. The intellect is connected with the father, therefore it is called the power of yoga, or the power of intellect, or the power of Supreme Soul which enters the intellect. Let us try to enjoy this power of freedom. I am a totally free soul. Like the Father, also I am resident of the soul world, a karmatit soul. Like the Father eternal, I the soul am also eternal. With this eternal sanskar of being karmatit, actually beyond body, body relations, and therefore the account of any karma. Naturally then the soul goes beyond the feelings of this body, body relations, and the feeling of naturally the whole world, the physical feelings. That is called the liberation of the soul. The liberation of the soul has already begun in our life since we have born. This is our faith. Not that only at the final moment we get this liberation, no. Brahmin life is the life with the liberation, which has the power of liberation in the life, you see. Therefore, the soul is able to enjoy the Brahmin life. Therefore, the soul is able to enjoy the spiritual, true relationships with everyone living in this body. That is called a pure relation, which is in other words is also called a stage of Jivan Mukti. So if you wish, let us sit in a couple of minutes with this thought of being a karmatit soul like the Father, and draw that power which would make me break the bondage of the body first of all, and thereby break the bondage of all the karmic accounts of the past, and would move into the future without any bondage, that is the life of Jivan Mukti. Yes? I am the resident of the soul world, the land of liberation. I am a soul like the Father, free from all the bondages. I am a powerful and soul with the quality of liberation. I am a soul who also finds in this corporeal life only one thing with respect to every thing. Mukti, mukti, mukti. I am the child of the Karmatit father. I am the child of the Abhokta father. I am the child of the liberator. I am child of the eternal father, the resident of the eternal land, the highest land, the land of liberation, Shanti Dham, Mukti Dham. Father's power of Karmatit is my power also. Father is liberated from all the karmic bondages, but he is also making me liberated from the karmic bondages. In this life, I belong to him alone. And he belongs to me in all relations. Therefore, he is ever present to me in all forms and in all the forms of support. So, since he is the bestower of mukti in life to all, not mukti when souls in paramdham, no, when the souls are in bodies, that he gives them the mukti. Therefore, he is also called the bestower of jivan mukti. God's power is that he bestows mukti and jivan mukti. Therefore, he is definitely also the creator of heaven. From here it begins, you know, his power of action, Trimurti action. We now begin to understand how actually God is called the creator of heaven. If he is just the liberator, there is no sense that all the souls will go to supreme abode, that's all, but he is actually the bestower of the jivan mukti. He has to show it practically, not for one birth, obviously, but for many, many births to come. There is no soul in the world who can give freedom for anyone for one birth or more than one birth. So it is only God and it is only his power. His power actually includes within the creation, the task of creation. The whole world becomes the world of fruition. The souls begin to reap the reward of the action from the golden age onwards. And any soul for that matter, whichever comes for the first time on this earth, will begin to reap the reward of her own actions. But because of God, but because of God's power. The whole world will become the land of happiness, and naturally of purity. Liberation means, first of all, purification. Liberation, first of all, means purification. Liberation in life, first of all, means a constant purity for a long time to come, not for one birth, but for many, many births. So as a Brahman child, we actually merge, or we actually imbibe this, now let us say, not the power, but the sanskar of the father. Father's sanskar is to give whatever he has. And he has, first of all, the power with him, which will actually solve everything. It's God's power which the soul lacks, first of all. And that power will then be reflected in the form of purity, in the form of brotherhood, spiritual vision, in the form of spiritual love, and so on and so forth, you see. Therefore, Father Sanskar is the sanskar of being a donor. If you have the thought of donation, in other words, that the charity should begin at home, that is, from me, this is already a sign that you have within you the inner power of God. You are ever ready in God's task of creation. To be ever ready in His task of creation means, first of all, having inculcated the sanskar of being like the Father, a donor. Donor of this power. In other words, the mercy to give the soul's liberation. The mercy to give the souls the freedom from the vices, freedom from the sorrow. It is not a small thought. This thought itself has a great power behind. First of all, the thought should emerge. Only then we come into action, isn't it? Whereas God has this thought constantly. And He is our Father and I am His child. To follow Father means to, first of all, emerge this thought of being a donor. Donor of not something and for some time. No. The thought of being donor of something which is eternal. Whenever the soul receives the mukti, for a long period of time to come, isn't it? As long as it stays in mukti dham, it is in the liberation. And when it comes in the life also, it is in the liberation. But who would give that gift to the soul? It's the biggest gift. So it is a father's sanskar. The soul which has filled with father's power is also glorified as equal to the Father in the sanskars, that means in every thought, word, action, and so on and so forth. So what do you think? Do you have in you, the soul, the sanskar of the Father? Sanskar of mercy? Yesterday Baba said, this Brahma also is being filled, imbibed with the Father's sanskars. And we are being children of Father Brahma. Naturally also have those same sanskars of Father Shiva, incorporeal God the Father. Incorporeal souls have the sanskars of the incorporeal Father, first of all. There is no doubt in it. The corporeal sanskars or the sanskars of the corporeal Father came only later. Sanskars of the corporeal body only came later. So therefore, the soul is no doubt is originally filled with original sanskars of the Father. Therefore, just see what comes into the essence. there is so much of need of maintaining the faith in the self that I am an incorporeal soul. Therefore, the lesson which Baba gives with full force, the incorporeal father himself gives with the full force, is consider yourself a soul, incorporeal. This should hit our hearts as a powerful arrow and directly should be imbibed in the intellect as, call it a lesson from the God or blessing from the God, and be incorporeal in the basic nature. Our basic nature should be incorporeal. This is all the sign of the powerful soul who has drawn this power of being incorporeal. Incorporeal. It's also very natural because the soul in the corporeal has inculcated all the incorporeal relations, isn't it? And only in this soul consciousness that the love emerges. Love emerges. Love emerges. Love to the one Father and love to the souls. The original, the love has to be emerged is now in this life. Therefore, if you think that there is not much love, the other way is to remember the Father which we have been doing birth after birth, but now we have to do it with understanding and having established relations, having found Him where He is, having known Him fully, who He is, name, form, place, relations, virtues, actions, relations, attainments, all these 6, 7 completely immersed while remembering. Then the soul comes into the soul consciousness. Therefore, as much we remember the incorporeal, so much we also become incorporeal, that is, soul conscious. And soul conscious, such soul conscious, is the basis of the true love, the sanskar of love. Therefore, as long as you are going to stay in Madhavan, always be immersed with this sanskar of love, sanskar of power, sanskar of love of the Father, sanskar of power of the Father. No other love, no other power. Maybe I have my own power of intellect, then it is already manmat, no. But the power, the sanskar of the power of God, and the sanskar of mukti, jivan mukti. Let these three sanskars of the Father be always imbibed and immersed. Then you can say yourself that, yes, you are equal to the Father, powerful or merged, emerged with all the powers in your heart. So let us have yoga now with this thought of having these three sanskars of the Father.